Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Barbara Burns with the Spirit of Truth broadcast, and I come with you this morning to pray. Amen. And most often, God said in His Word that His people perish because of lack of knowledge. But prayer is essential, and we need to pray more than we need to eat food and fast as well. We need to pray, amen, praise God, because of what goes on and what is ahead of us. We need to pray because that is a relationship with God that you know that if you pray, He's going to answer. And so prayer is common. It's wonderful. Jesus did it, and He did it often before He did anything. He would go somewhere and pray, up to the mountain. Amen. Praise God. So that He could be alone with the Father in the midst of the congregation, in the midst of everything. And that was one of the greatest things, amen, praise God, that could ever happen for Jesus to have that communication to teach us that if He prayed to the Father, we should pray. In today's world, there's so much evil going on, and the answer is in God, not in the car we drive or the house we have or the clothes we wear, even the food that we eat. You know, you can buy the most expensive food and don't have a relationship with God, and it's still null and void. You haven't accomplished anything. So prayer accomplishes a lot when you start off the day. Bible said, man ought to always pray and not think. And we're coming out of the book of Psalms 102. It says, hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come unto thee. Hide not thy face from me in the day when I am in trouble. Incline thine ear unto me in the day when I call. Answer me speedily. Amen. Then it went on to say, for my days are consumed like smoke, and my bones are burn as the heat. Amen. My heart is smitten and withered like grass, so that I forget to eat my bread. By reason of the voice of my groaning, my bones cleave to my skin. I am like a pelican of the wilderness. I am like an owl in the desert. I watch and am as a sparrow alone upon the housetop. My enemies reproach me all the day, and they that are in literally mad against me are sworn against me. And so the psalmist went on to speak about how he was suffering and what the enemy was doing to him. This was a daily thing. You know, we get our daily bread from the Word. And like I said, prayer and then fasting and then also reading the Word. I don't want to leave that out. It's most important. And if you look at the book of Psalms itself, David was the psalmist of the hour. And they say he wrote over 75 psalms or more. Moses wrote Psalms 90. So Psalms have been around a long time. And so because of all of this, there were troubles and problems and situations. And they were on a daily basis, most of them. And some of them wasn't, but before that day was up, God gave a solution. He gave an answer. And that's what we need. We need to get an answer. Don't seek nobody else for an answer because nobody else can give it to you. But God, and in all that I've been through, I seek God every day about his plan, about his will, about my rebellion that should never be. And so I said, Lord, teach me how to pray. And let me pray an effective prayer today because I can't keep myself. These are crucial times. These are critical times. And the more you get with God, the more the enemy is going to fight you. But the more the enemy fights you, the more God will bring you out because he know your heart. So, Father, this morning, in your precious and mad name, as I come before you, I humble myself, knowing that, God, you truly are the author and finisher of our faith. And I ask you to be with your people, every race, nation, creed, and color, Israel, America, India, Africa, Germany, France. Oh, Lord. Oh, my God. So much, so over in my God, oh Haiti and all these different nations, China and Japan, all of these issues and problems that we are facing, you are the only answer. So I ask you, Lord God, to go in and begin to regulate, to touch and change things, to make things brand new for them today. Those that have been inducted into the armed forces, be with the armies and the, oh my God, of America and Israel and all over and protect Israel. You told us, oh my God, if your people who call by your name will humble themselves and pray, seek your face, you would hear them. Amen. And you would forgive their sins and you would heal the land. God, our land is messed up. Not only the natural land that we live on is war-torn and full of bloodshed from America to the Middle East to, amen, praise God, other parts of the world. But, Lord God, it's just bloodshed everywhere. Lord, have mercy upon us today. God, be with the children that are going off to school and to college today. Amen. Praise God. And the rest of the year, let them be successful and come out, amen, with whole, educated to understand the worldly system and be able to help us with the Christian values that is implemented to make the world a better world. God, save this generation. Amen, and the coming generations from the hands of the enemy. Lord God, be with us, Lord God, with our minds, create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Oh God, I want to thank you, God. Your grace and your mercy is upon us today. I want to thank you. You didn't let the enemy kill us. You're giving us another chance. I ask you to have mercy on those that are in prison, those that are locked up, God. Oh my God, somebody's child, somebody's husband, or somebody's wife. Lord God, they need you, God. Be with those that are stretched out and full of stress because of financial issues and family matters, Lord God, and only you can correct because you see what the enemy is doing. I just want to thank you, Lord God, for moving for those that are cancer victims and heart problems and AIDS and sugar diabetes and the Ebola and all of these various sicknesses that have come upon us and give us, restore us back, have mercy upon us. Lord God, tear down the strongholds of our mind, the stumbling block that causes us to fall. Those that has been downloaded, amen, and mind blinded and eyes blinded and ears messed up because of satanic oppression. Don't let us follow the demons. Don't let us follow the working of Satan, but God creating us a clean heart, a right mind, amen, that we can be restored back and that you might be glorified. Give us the mind to do your will. Give us the mind to have the finances and the understanding on how to gain the finances to do your will. Whatever it is, God, whatever it takes, God, give us the opportunity to do this thing because of what the enemy has done. If it wasn't for you, I don't know where I would be. I thank you for my life. I thank you for my son's life. I thank you for my grandchildren's life. I thank you, Lord God, for your will. Thank you, Lord God, that you have established us and you will get the glory out of us. Amen. So that we can be able to praise you, todayu, shabak you. Amen. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Thank you for, amen, what you have done and what you're about to do. Thank you, Jesus, that somebody is being blessed. They're in the money because, amen, you blessed them this morning. They're in the money because you gave them the gifts, amen, to stand for. God, open up doors for your people, whether they rich or poor, whether they, amen, praise God, up on it or not. God, help them in Jesus' name. Man, a woman that's going out to work, Lord God, let that way be made straight. Amen, praise God. And that supervisor that wanted to, amen, demote them, Lord God, let the supervisor be fired, Lord God. There's so much marriage problems, amen, children on crack, so much going on. And God, if you move by your spirit like you often do, Lord God, we'll see a change in America. We'll see a change in the world. We'll see a change, amen, that give us hope that while we're yet in the land of the living, we can testify and glorify your name. Now I ask you to seal this with the Holy Spirit, for it's not by might, not by power, but by the Holy Spirit. Please have mercy. Have mercy upon us in Jesus' name. Have a wonderful day.